Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you.
Let's join in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations in our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I left my scripture over here. You can tell this is my first time. There. Our guest organist was asking me questions. I'm like, I don't know. I don't preach here all the time. So we're both guests. I said if we make a mistake, Okay, our scripture lesson for today is Luke 2, 20 through 30. Listen for the word of God. When the time came for their purification, according to law of Joseph of Moses, they brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light of revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment she came and began to praise God and speak about the child to whom all were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, I want to thank you, the faithful remnant, for being here today. Although you have a goodly crowd. December 30th, on a day when it's 12 degrees, some people are just getting home from vacations, and you might think, let's just give it a break. It's okay. God knows. But thank you for being here on this cold Sunday morning. I hear it's supposed to get 44. Oh, yeah. My kind of winter. When you look at the front of your bulletin, you see, what's his name? Simeon, holding the baby Jesus. And I look at that picture and I hear this scripture and I watch, of course, the ads now. Christmas is over. Thanksgiving was barely here. Christmas is over, and now we're already on to what? New Year's Eve. Oh my God, you can't forget New Year's Eve. You know, all those party favors, maybe some food, maybe some alcohol. You know, pop the top, woo, it's 2019. Anybody get their 2019 glasses yet? Are those the dumbest thing you've ever seen? I don't care what year it is, you look stupid in them. And people are wearing them on Times Square, you know. And you know they must all be sort of half-crucked. But I look at this picture, and it reminds me of the little baby invention of an ad man. Ad men's created Santa Claus. They also created the baby, that the New Year baby that crawls across, and the old man. And when they cross, it's the new year. Doesn't make us old people feel any better. But the new year is a baby. Our new year is a baby. Our new year was recognized by Simeon, who, I don't know if you add this up correctly, he was an old guy, okay? But he had been told by the Spirit that he would see the redemption of Israel before he died. And when he walked into the temple and he saw Jesus, he started praising God because he knew he had seen the redemption of Israel. We hardly think the baby crossing into 2019 is the redemption of anything. Maybe a start over. You know, maybe all those things we did wrong in 2018, we can get right in 2019. Some will start diets. Some will start exercising. Some will start up the habits they're supposed to be doing. Some of us will be good at that for about a month. And then we go back to our old ways. When you look at this picture of Simeon and Jesus, he is so excited because now he can die in peace. He has waited and prayed and looked for the salvation of Israel, and he finally saw it in a little baby. Now, was everybody in Israel looking for a little baby to save them? No, I see a little head back there going, what were they looking for? Do you know? You looked pretty sure a minute ago. A king. They wanted a king. They wanted someone who will, you know, I don't know if he rides up on a white horse, but at least on a little donkey with a sword in his hand. And he said, all the enemies of Israel running. And Israel is on top again. Right? And yet the king of Israel comes in the form of a little baby. He's not going to be overturning any governments anytime soon. However, wasn't King Herod just a little nervous about him? He was nervous about a baby because he had heard the prophecy was that the king, the new king, would come out of Bethlehem. And this new baby was born in Bethlehem. And what made him more nervous of all is that there were three kings who came looking for the baby because they knew the prophecy had followed the star and asked him where he was. Herod's going, holy cow. So he calls his own prophets in and he says, so where is this? Tell me what's supposed to happen here. Well, supposed to be the new king of Israel, grow up. And they thought a king too. And he will take over. Well, Herod couldn't stand that. He couldn't wait for the baby to grow up. So what does he do? Anybody know? He sends out an order. Every baby, every child under the age of 1 year old in Bethlehem will be put to the sword. Now, he doesn't know how old the baby is, but he figures, you know, if I go up to a year, I'll get most of them. I'll get him. And there were troops that actually followed his command. And they call it, what do they call it? The killing of the innocents. Slaughter of the innocents. So there's a whole generation of one-year-old boys who are no more because of Herod. We can go on and on about Herod. He was kind of a pain. But think of all the one-year-old children who died, not because they were Jesus, but because they might be Jesus. And imagine the wailing of the mothers who lost their children. Why was Jesus not slain? Anybody know? He what?
He heard the news and got out of there.
Well, they heard the news. Actually, the wise men came back and said, "You best leave," because they caught that Herod wanted to know where he was. You better get out of here. And so, where did they go? Egypt. You know, that's why there's what's called the Coptic Church, is the Egyptian Christian Church. Oh, we could go on and on about them too. So we have this tradition of babies becoming adults and things happening. You know, old 2018, cane in hand, crosses the dateline, and the little baby crawls. The new year, 2019. And we have all kinds of hopes for 2019, don't we? Are there certain hopes that we have? We have no hope? What do you hope for in 2019? What? Peace. That would be nice. Seems like every year we're begging for peace, but peace on earth. Peace among peoples, and not just across the world, but in our own country. Peace, understanding. What else do we wish for in 2019? Well, if you have stocks and bonds, wouldn't you be glad to have a stable economy? So maybe you would win back or earn back the money that you lost like a week ago. We shouldn't put our hope in money, but some of us do, and, you know, you lose $30,000 in your, what is it called, a something, what, Perry, what's it called? A what?
401k.
I knew there was a number involved. 401k, or stocks and bonds, it starts messing with your security. And we older people like to feel secure as we approach or have entered retirement. So we hope that the baby crossing over into 2019 will grow up into prosperity and peace. What's the hopes of the baby Jesus? Peace. Prosperity. Israel hopes for peace and prosperity like all the rest of us do, but they think there's a comeuppance coming, and it won't come, not in the way they're looking. So this joyful picture will become more angry when Jesus is 33 and has preached things that are turning the law upside down. You know, every time he says, "You've heard it said," it means that's the law. the law says you should forgive people 7 times. And I suppose after that you can just be ugly. But Jesus says not 7 times, 70 times 7. And he does not mean 490 times. He means over and over and over again. You know, there's a saying that the Jews have, those who are not in Israel and those who are not in Jerusalem, but their hope, their aspirations is to be in the Holy Land, be in Jerusalem, and perhaps die in Jerusalem. Next year in Jerusalem. Have you heard Jewish people say that? Usually the older ones. Next year in Jerusalem. And that's their hope and dream, that they will make it to the Holy Land. And if they're elderly, they will die in the Holy Land, because that is like dying in the arms of God. We don't need to go to Jerusalem to have our hopes and dreams fulfilled. We need only believe in the Christ child. The one was born, we say, December 25th. But what are our hopes and aspirations for that? It's easy to say peace for the world. What are we going to do to promote that? It's easy to say prosperity. Some people get prosperity, some people live in poverty all their lives. What will we do about that? You know, Jesus was lucky that he was under the care of God. Because even though he was probably not dirt poor, he ate every day. He had parents who loved him. He had a community that, for the most part, protected him until he was 30 and started preaching. What do we earn? What do we give back for knowing Jesus? Next year, where? Next year, I'll lose weight. Next year, I'll start that exercise program. Next year, I'll read my Bible every day. Next year, I'll go to church more regularly. Next year, I will make amends with my sister. Next year, next year, next year. Folks, it's this year. I encourage you to think about those resolutions some of you will make tomorrow. But think about the ones you're going to keep.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.